Hello, everyone, and welcome to Live an Empowered Life Now Telesummit. I'm Cheryl Miller, your host, founder of Energy Matters, and I'm a holistic energy practitioner in New York City. I'm so excited and honored that you're here today. You're in for a great treat. And in a moment, I'll be introducing Soul Success Coach Carrie Murphy, and she'll be talking about actualizing your soul potential and how to create your life on purpose. Just a few announcements about the summit. I still have an amazing lineup of experts coming up, so please continue to check your daily emails. All calls are 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and there are also replays up for each call for 72 hours. And the every expert is giving amazing free gifts galore, so I really hope that you jump in and grab your gifts while you can. They're really fantastic, generous gifts. Okay, so let's just take a quick moment here, a deep breath moment, and sense your feet on the ground. Just leave your to-do list behind for a minute and take a moment to relax and to receive. Wonderful. Okay, so a few words about Carrie. Carrie, she is a success soul coach. She's an award-winning author of 5 books, including her best-selling book, Create Change Now, which is Personal Reflections for Personal Transformation. She's the host of an internationally syndicated award-winning Carrie Murphy show, Straight Talk for the Soul. She's got over 500,000 listeners on that show. She's the president and CEO of Empowerment Coaching Solutions, and she's a dynamic, celebrated, motivational speaker and interviewer herself. Carrie had a transformational near-death experience in 1997, and that's really what catapulted her into her life purpose now, which became very clear, which is to reach and empower and inspire millions of people globally, and she's passionately devoted to increasing the consciousness of the planet and creating positive global change. And she's here to share all her goodies with us today. So welcome, Soul Sister, Carrie.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, my pleasure. So glad you had the time to come. So some questions on soul. What is soul success? You know, we hear a lot about soul, and what is your belief in the soul success?
Yeah, well, I coined that phrase because prior to my near-death experience, I was doing more traditional counseling psychology, and of course, this was back in 1997. And what became clear to me was that success needed to be internally driven from the soul, instead of, you know, that fleeting kind of success that comes and goes when we look for it outside ourselves. So for me, soul success is really living from the inside out instead of from the outside in. It's generating success from who we are and what we're capable of, instead of looking anywhere outside of us for any kind of validation or success in any form like that. So for me, it's really about taking accountability for what we're creating, realizing we're these master, you know, divine creators of our experience, and we can mold and shape and form our lives when we claim that power and lead from the soul in that way. Because so often, I mean, one of the primary things that I learned from my near-death experience was life doesn't happen to us. It happens because of our energy and our frequency and what we're creating. And so once people realize, wow, I am the molder, I'm the sculptor, I can generate whatever reality I wish to experience. And when it's done from the soul, things start to flow a lot more easily. You're not pushing against life. You're in that receptive mode that you got us into, you know, at the beginning there, when you are just receiving and you're in that divine flow. That's soul success, but it's really about taking accountability for the creation of that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so would there be, I don't know, how would a person go about that? I mean, in terms of, are there certain steps that they would take to...
Yeah, there are plenty of them, but it's really about, okay, claiming your power, realizing through my thoughts, through my words, through my actions, through my visualizations, I get to mold and shape my reality. Another way to do this is intentions. Intentions, I say, are like spiritual fuel that create our reality. So that's one very practical way to generate soul success is by setting daily intentions, you know, because we want to have a driving intention that propels us through our day, because if we don't, we're kind of haphazardly flopping around, you know, at the effect of things outside of us. So setting intentions is important. That's one way to start generating what you wish to create. Another way, you know, it's all about thoughts, words, feelings, actions. You know, when we get those aligned with our soul, things, again, begin to flow more easily. So to put this in a practical format here, start paying attention to your thoughts. Start paying attention. Become aware of the patterns of your speaking, the patterns of your thinking. You know, are they limiting you? Are they expanding your experience? One thing that I highly suggest to people is to start creating an empowered vocabulary. You want to first become aware of the words that you speak on a daily basis. So just start listening to your conversations with other people. What are you saying again and again? Is that generating the kind of reality that you want to remain in? Or, you know, is it time for a little shift there in your vocabulary? So an empowered vocabulary is going to include words that are going to propel you forward. Instead of holding you back. That's such a key thing because a lot of times people just aren't aware of what they're creating. So, you know, the first step is start listening to yourself and become aware. And then if you need to make some shifts, make those shifts. You know, it all begins inside because your consciousness is what is determining your reality. So once you become aware of what is, you know, what your consciousness contains, which is your thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and patterns, you can shift them when you want to. So the empowered vocabulary thing is huge. I think that if people were to take one thing, you know, to start generating some positive soul-driven success in their life, I would say do that.
Yeah, it totally makes sense. It really does.
Yeah, and a lot of these things are real simple, but people overlook them. You know, because it takes some conscious effort in the beginning to gain that awareness of what we're creating, and it takes a willingness to be truthful with ourselves, which, because sometimes it's not very much fun when we realize, oh my God, I created that, you know? But the cool thing is that once you realize that, you get to create again. In every moment, I always say you have a choice point, and that choice point is your point of power, where you get to choose again, whether it's you choose a new thought, you choose a new, you know, word, a new pattern, a new, anything that is going to empower you. So, again, soul success to me is really about empowering yourself to shift out of any old limiting patterns and to create the ones that are going to help you generate, you know, a fulfilling kind of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear that. I mean, in fact, that, you know, really almost to make like a separation, sometimes you have to take a stop in yourself when you hear, let's say, a negative vocabulary of some sort going on. Because we all do it. We're, you know, we're human, we do it. And yet you do have the power to stop it. You know, it's not just like a rote thing. It's not like life just happens to you. It could be if you don't have an intention or any consciousness like what you're talking about. You know, I spent some years with that, you know.
I think we all have, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's just what happens. And that's it. You want to create, I would say create, you know, make your life a work of art, you know, create that self, you know.
Your own masterpiece.
Right.
You know, we can make it as vibrant and colorful and phenomenal as we want to. And that's what's beautiful when people realize that they have that ability to do that. And it's fun, too.
Yeah.
And one thing I wanted to add to that was, you know, when you start noticing those thoughts and those patterns and those words and, you know, you can visualize a stop sign like, okay, I'm stopping right there. I'm not doing that again. And you flip it, and I always encourage people, you know, if you have a limiting thought, a limiting belief, flip it. in any moment to an I am intention statement. You know, like if you find yourself going, God, that just never works out for me, or this, that same thing happens again and again, you want to always flip it, shift it, neutralize that limiting belief by replacing it with an I am intention statement. Like, I am fully empowered. I am exactly where I need to be at all times. You know, I am the generator of phenomenal abundance. You know, you want to replace any limiting thoughts and beliefs with a powerful, positive I am statement or intention. And then you want to make that a consistent pattern for you, where you start noticing it again and again and again, and then it becomes, you know, sort of second nature after a while, to where you're not replacing, you're just constantly in this, you know, a state of living and being where you are fully empowered. But it takes some practice.
Yeah. Even maybe writing it down, writing mm-hmm. your thoughts down, or something where you could take a stop and really see. Sometimes you have to just see what you're thinking. You know?
Yes.
Fleeting.
Awareness. Yeah. Awareness is where it all starts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how do you create your life on purpose and along these lines? Like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I feel like we all have a divine purpose that, you know, that we came here with. I feel we all have a divine blueprint. And, you know, sometimes we can get a little bit off track, you know, if our lives are not feeling joyful, or if we're not that we're intended to feel joyful all the time, but we know when we're not quite on track. And so in order to step into our purpose and live with purpose, a lot of times it's important to just kind of sit down and figure out, okay, well, what is it that brings me joy and happiness? And you can ask yourself questions like, what activities bring me the most inner excitement, the most inner satisfaction? You know, what comes most naturally to you? You know, and then ask yourself, like, what percentage of the time am I actually living in alignment with this purpose? You know, what could I do to increase that percentage? You know, I encourage people every day, incorporate those things that you love just a little bit more every day. Because if you're in a job that you're not happy with, or you're feeling a little bit down about your current situation, start to slowly incorporate these activities that bring you a sense of vibrancy. Even if it's only 10 minutes a day, just start to integrate the two. And, you know, that way you start feeling purposeful and you start integrating that sense of divine purpose in your life. And, you know, you can ask yourself, you know, can you, or do I remember a time in my life when I just felt like I was doing what I was born to do? Well, what is it? What was it? You know, don't disregard those soul nudgings that are always guiding you and trying to keep you in alignment with your soul purpose and mission. And it doesn't have to be anything grand or anything grandiose. It can, you know, whatever it is that brings you joy, that's what you're here to be and do. And, you know, I always tell people, imagine yourself at, you know, 80 or 90 years old, and you're looking back at your life. You know, what dream or desire or passion of yours would cause you the greatest regret, you know, if you hadn't pursued it? So start thinking about those things and start applying and integrating some of those things so you feel like you are living with a sense of purpose. And again, it doesn't have to be this grand thing. It's just what brings you vibrancy and joy.
Absolutely. Even if it's helping somebody cross the street, you know, something like helping another.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big one too, I think. And I, what you said about childhood, I think, is really important, because most of us have some memory about when we were, you know, little, and something that we really loved to do that we don't do now.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do, which are very fortunate, but some don't. And some people really look to, well, what did bring me joy? Really, it's hard to almost find that place or remember that place. And, it, you know, you need to sit with yourself a few minutes just to try mm-hmm. and go to that place and remember something that brought you joy when you were, even if it's music, you know, when you were small, or
mm-hmm.
I remember writing poetry when I was pretty small, you know, something
yeah.
like, and I had totally forgotten about it, you know, so,
mm-hmm.
Just awakening, what you're saying is really awakening things in yourself. Start asking yourself these questions. These are great questions and great, great points that you're bringing up. You know,
the questions are like a point of entry. They sort of trigger these innate knowings within you that go, oh, yeah, that's what I'm here for. Oh, yeah, that's why, you know, that's what, ask yourself those questions. Like, what would bring me, you know, a greater sense of joy today? How can I apply that in my life? What would it take for me to experience or to step into my purpose just a little bit more today? You know, ask yourself those questions and then listen to the answers. You know, a lot of times we don't hear the callings of our soul. So then how can we lead with our soul if we don't even know what it's communicating, right?
Right, exactly.
So you want to look, you know, ask yourself those questions. You have a higher self. You are this divine being with infinite knowledge and potential. And so ask yourself those questions. And if you want to journal about it, journal about it. Or the thoughts and the ideas will come to you if you listen. You have to take time to listen for the callings or the whispers or whatever of your soul, because they are always attempting to guide you. A lot of times people just don't slow down long enough to hear what would make them feel purposeful or what their, you know, step into their passions and things like that. So that's an important point to make, is make time to hear your soul communicating with you, because it's always attempting to have this, you know, two-way street of communication happening. And sometimes people ask me, well, how do I know, you know,
what
I'm...
That was my next question.
Oh, okay. How do I know, you know, what I'm... Is it the voice of my ego? Is it the voice of spirit? Is that what you were going to ask me?
Yes, exactly. That's so funny, yes.
Synchronicity.
I think it's a big question that a lot of people have. It's like, how do you know the difference between ego and mm-hmm. spirit if you haven't done this kind of work before, or even if you have, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, and the easiest way to tell is through your feelings. If you are being generated by a sense of fear, a sense of competition, a sense of lack, there's never enough, like you're pushing against something, that's usually ego. Your spirit, you feel liberated, there is no sense of competition, there's enough for everybody, you know, you step into the flow. You know that you are being guided by the voice of your soul, by your spirit, when you feel in harmony with life, with others, when you're not struggling. You know, if you are struggling, there's some ego attachment there somewhere. And not that that's right or wrong or good or bad, but ask yourself, what feels better? You know, what feels better? If it lightens you up, and that's spirit, that's your soul just guiding you. And one way that you can, I say, for people to notice the voice of the soul, a lot of times it happens through synchronicity. And people often think that they're just coincidences that are occurring in their lives, when these are really divinely designed opportunities that your soul is placing in your path to put you on your path, to put you back on your divine path. And that can come through, you know, a song, a person, a phone call. You know, when you have these little things that just pop into your life, maybe it's a thought or an idea, and you go, where did that come from? You know, this is synchronicity. That is the voice of the soul attempting to guide you and direct you. And it always feels beautiful and positive. And you know, whenever you are fearful and there's a lot of doubt and worry, that's when you are being guided with your ego, because the ego is always like, there's never enough. You need to worry about this. You need to worry about that. And, you know, the more you worry, worry is like a prayer for what you don't want. So you draw in more of that. So you want to get out of that and start listening to the soul, because when you do that, you're going to start feeling great. You know, you let go of worries, you let go of concerns, and you just step into the flow of things.
That's great. Well, those are great keys. That's very, very, very helpful, I think, really. So on another subject, you talk about developing irresistible magnetic presence. That was very
interesting. Yeah, and so, irresistibly magnetic presence.
Yes. Secrets.
Yeah. Well, when you step into that and you develop an irresistibly magnetic presence, you draw into your life all the things that you truly desire instead of drawing in the things you don't want. So ways to do that are, there are three primary ways, and one is affirmations, the I am statements. As often as possible, you want to affirm what it is that you wish to create. You want to embody the energy of it, because it is your frequency that makes you magnetic to whatever it is. You can be magnetic to, to things that you don't want without being aware of it. So you want to form and shape your consciousness by feeding it with I am affirmations. You know, I am in radiant perfect health. I am youthful. I am powerful in every way. I am phenomenally successful in all that I do. I am devoted to honoring myself in every moment. You know, you want to feed your consciousness with empowering intentions and words. That's one way, because that shapes the energy that you put out into the world. If you're walking around constantly moaning and groaning and complaining, the energy that you're putting out there, it's going to be magnetic, but it's not going to magnetize to you the things you want, right? So you want to mold and shape your consciousness and what people are responding to. You want to do that consciously and purposefully, so that you can consciously and purposefully magnetize back to you exactly what you wish to attract. Another way is through your imagination. You know, imagine, use the power of your imagination to imagine, experiencing explosive growth in your business, experiencing connection with every person you encounter. Imagine dynamic new opportunities flowing into your life. So you want to harness that power of your imagination, because again, imagination, intention, affirmations, another one, visualization. All of these are powerful internal tools that you can use to, you know, create this magnetic presence. Visualize yourself as this, you know, this magnificent being of light, which you are. You know, step into that and feel your presence expanding. You know, there's so many different practices or, you know, with regard to that. You know, it can be something as simple as, there's one technique that I had, and this is just simple, I'll explain it. I call it rainbow breathing. Basically, when you're walking down the street or you're going into a meeting or you're whatever, visualize yourself breathing in and out very consciously. As you breathe out, it's like your energy field is expanding with every color of the rainbow. Your energy field is usually 5 to 7 feet around your body. You can visualize it expanding outward with all kinds of light, whatever colors appeal to you, or every color of the rainbow and far beyond. And just visualize yourself as that magnetic energy field wherever you go. You'll be surprised at how people respond to you. If you consciously do that, I've had clients and I'll say, I'll be on the phone with them just to try this out. And I'll say, let's walk into a store together while I'm on the phone with them. I'm like, do the rainbow breathing, practice this, and just people just automatically turn and smile and greet you in a very beautiful way. So this is how you create your presence, and you can become irresistibly magnetic to whatever you wish to draw into your experience.
Mm. Oh, that's wonderful. Really, that's great. That's so easy to do, you know.
Yeah.
Time and it's great. Walking down the street, you know, no excuses.
Yeah, I know. Louise Hay had a wonderful affirmation that she uses when she says she's walking down the street, and it's, I am beautiful and everybody loves me. And she says she repeats that as she walks down the street. And then she notices how everyone, you know, the reaction and the response that she gets from everyone, even though they don't realize she's saying this, but she is actively creating that presence. Do you see what I'm saying? And we can all do that in very simple ways.
That's great. That's great. And even if you don't believe it, you have to act as if you do until you do. I think
yes.
is really important, you know?
Yes.
So.
Absolutely. Yeah, because our beliefs, whether, you know, they mold and shape our reality. So anyway, yeah, that's a whole, yeah. We could go off
yeah.
on a tangent on that one, so we'll move
no,
on.
No, there's so much to say. So are there any other final words that you'd like to share with listeners today that you would like to put in your...
Wow, there's so much I could say. I would say claim your power to generate whatever life experience you wish to experience. You are never stuck. Every day is a brand new, fresh day. I want to give a quick, real quick visualization for people because I think this can be really empowering. Every day, visualize yourself walking up a stairwell or going up an elevator or going up an escalator. Every morning, try to do this before you get out of bed. And when you get to the top of those stairs or that elevator, there's a beautiful golden door or however, whatever kind of doorway appeals to you. As you open it, you are entering into a whole new reality for that day that you get to create. You open that door and it's limitless, okay? And then as you close the door behind you, all the worries, the thoughts, all the worrisome thoughts and the fears and everything from yesterday, you close them behind you and they merge with the universe and they no longer exist. Every single day, we all have the capacity to create a brand new reality for ourselves. And I think that if people can realize that, they can step into that role of a conscious, dynamic creator of their experience. So, I mean, just a simple visualization like that can really be helpful in jump-starting your day, you know, however you wish.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, in the morning, especially when you're still fresh and absolutely.
Yes.
And it marks the day for you. That's beautiful. I love that. Love that. Well, thank you. Wow, that's really wonderful.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay.
We could go on and on and on.
I know. We go on the next summit, right?
Yeah. No, this was great. Thank you so much for having
me. So Carrie is also offering a fabulous free gift. You'll have it on in your email. It's CarrieMurphyOneWord.com/bonusgift. And she has, in the gift, it's Actualizing Your Soul Potential. It's 14 days to help creating lasting change in your life. And there's also a downloadable MP3 on mastering your mindset and letting go of old beliefs that limit your life. So thank you. That sounds amazing, too.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So everyone, remember to tune in tomorrow at 8 p.m. or catch the replays. It's up for 72 hours for each call. And yes, check your inbox for all the info. You'll get that, and your free gifts will be in there. And thank you so much again, Carrie. It's really wonderful to talk with you.
It was great to talk to you. The time flew by. Thank you again for having me. And I appreciate everyone who's listening, and I hope that you enjoy your free gifts, and thank you for just creating this event. I really appreciate you for all that you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much, and I hope everyone got really inspired. I know I did today, and we just wish you really lots of joy and success.
Yes. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye, Cheryl.
Everyone. Bye.